recapping Duke, the maybe fresh segment of the week, and we look ahead to NC State. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Jay Willie Show with DJ YB and Jason Williford. I'm Mark Jerome. Thanks, you guys, for joining us. YBs, what's happening?
What up, people? What up?
Check out what I got on, YB.
I see, man. That YB shirt looking good on you, man.
The YBs.
Indeed.
Where do I find that?
Huh?
Where can I find that?
Oh, well, that's easy, man. You just got to holler at your boy right okay. here.
All right.
Direct message me.
YBs, I was getting ready to wonder. I was wondering if the truck knew how to find New York City.
If what?
The delivery
oh,
truck.
Oh, I was.
Knew where New York City was.
I thought y'all had some. You know, the shirts are pretty popular. So I heard they've been snatching them. If they got the, you know, some stuff that they're trying to see through the packages, and if they know it's a YB shirt, it's getting scooped up, man. You got to be quick with it. You can't let it linger. I bet you don't check your mail every day.
No, YB, they call me and tell me when there's a delivery. But, you know, my man T-Dubs got his shirt like 3 weeks ago. Mine came
in California.
In California.
Right. I was worried, man. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know. And I knew I didn't have the tracking information, so I was praying that it showed up.
Snow, Mark. You guys had snow. It was, blame it on the weather. Deliveries couldn't get out.
For 3 weeks?
A lot of snow.
YB, I'm grateful it got to me. Because it's just
me too,
a
man.
Really nice shirt. Where can people find it, YB?
They can direct message me through Facebook or Instagram. Both accounts are open. Yuri Barnes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, just direct message me if they want one. And let me know the size and the address, and I send it right to them. And it's $35.
I was just going to tell you to let everyone know that there's a fee associated to it. If a Jay Willie, is it $35 too?
Well, nah, but, you know, I would like a trade or an exchange.
He wants some UVA gear, Mark. I got to give him a sweatshirt. I already know what's happening. You know,
like,
yeah, you know, because those shirts cost me money, you know what I mean? So, yeah. The only free one went out to Loretta Devine. You know, that's my boo. The great actress. Hey. And I'm waiting on that picture. I'm waiting on a picture or a video from her. And, you know, it's coming because that's what she does for me.
Just because you didn't think my kid was good enough to play at UVA, Jay Willie, and you guys won a championship together, I'm not asking for a shirt. Don't worry about me. But YB was your college roommate.
Yeah,
that should count for something.
I know. I got to take care of him.
You, yeah.
When those guys come to Charlottesville, most of the time I take care of them. You know, there's some stuff lingering around. I take care of them when they're in town.
What do they need?
Huh?
What do
my
they
last three, four, tri- I remember my last three, four trips. I walked home. I drove home with nothing.
Oh, see, there you go.
I mean, it might have had a lunch or something associated with it, you know, here and there. But
I normally take care. There's called an alumni package that I put together for basketball alum when they're in town.
Oh, man.
What about the people that produce the basketball alum?
We'll work on that.
Okay.
You just got to come to town. COVID's put a damper on all of that.
I'll be down there soon. I'm going to hold you to that. YB, tomorrow night, DJ YB is on Twitch TV.
Yep.
At 7 o'clock.
Got a lot of good dance music tonight. It's going to be some old school dance. Some house. I did some special mixes. So we're on twitch.tv/DJWHYBE.
So here's what
7 o'clock.
Here's what I'm suggesting for everybody. The UVA NC State game comes on at 6:30. The pregame, the locker room access pregame show comes on at 6. So people can tune into the pregame show at 6, watch the UVA game at 6:30. At 7 o'clock, turn down your volume and listen to DJ YB.
No doubt. That sounds good. Because unless Corey Alexander's doing the game, nobody wants to hear the analysts anyway. So
right. Now the tricky
part
is
nobody, and even if he's doing the game, most people turn him down.
I like Corey a lot when he does the games.
Yeah, he does a good job.
He does a really good job. But the tricky
part. I just talked to him yesterday, too, matter of fact.
YB, here's the tricky part. At halftime, what do people do? Because we have the Locker Room Access halftime show, and you're still rocking.
Well, I won't make that call. It's hard for me to say turn from myself, but I would totally understand.
But you go till what time?
I will go till about 9 or a little thereafter.
Okay. So maybe they can check us out from 7:30, 7:45, 7:50, and then put you right back on.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to heat it up on the last hour anyway.
Okay, so that's perfect timing then, because I expect halftime to be about 7:30. Sometimes the UVA games halftime come a little bit earlier than an hour because our defense is so good, the game sped up a little bit.
We don't have time.
Yeah.
I'm expecting 7:25 to 7:55, 7:45. They can come join the Locker Room Access halftime show, then swing you right back on.
All right.
And then turn you off after the game, after your show, and put on the Locker Room Access post-game show.
That's the plan.
Okay, good. And one day we're going to get Jay Wills to come on the Locker Room Access post-game show. How's that sound, Coach?
Maybe. Normally can't find me post-game.
All right. One day we're going to get you. All right, how you feeling? How you doing? How's the spirits?
I bounced back. It was a rough bus ride back from Durham, but I've bounced back.
Yep.
We had a couple good practices. We'll see how we play.
Yep. What was the feeling more upset because it was Duke or just losing in general? You guys haven't lost two games in a row in a long time. Two good teams you lost to.
Yeah. Just disappointment in the way we finished that one. You know, you're up 5, I think it was, with maybe a little over 2 to go, maybe 3 to go, and just some breakdowns and some lapses defensively, and you let them right back in the game, and then obviously we struggled down the stretch to get a couple good looks. It was frustration more than anything. A game that I thought we let slip away.
What in particular the last couple of minutes did not work?
I don't know if the game was lost or in the last couple of minutes. To be honest, I was more frustrated at the way we started the game and we defended the first half. I mean, they shot 60% in the first half. It was like we weren't even there. It was target practice for them. We weren't getting into shooters. We gave up turnover pick sixes, you know, like easy buckets. Some of that stuff was very frustrating. I thought the second half we were better defensively, at least on Hurt. We kind of made him work for his. But you know, just awareness of shot clock and you know, they switched everything, just playing. And they forced you to play. You had to make plays, you had to touch the paint, you had to do it off the bounce, take advantage of some switching. And I thought we didn't necessarily execute that well at times.
So what was this coaching strategy to alleviate the shot clock violations and last second shot clock shots?
We just implored them to just be more aware. I mean, everybody, and it's, you know, Kihei, a lot of times the ball is in his hands, but it ain't solely on Kihei. I mean, yes, he's got to be aware, but everyone, like if he gives it to you in the 7 seconds, you know, go make a play.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was just that frustration of being shot clock aware and, you know, making plays and not playing overly cautious. I thought we were somewhat cautious and we weren't aggressive against some of the switching.
So in addition to switching, was Duke doing anything else that made it difficult and frustrating to get a shot off at any time?
No, I mean, they switched 1 through 5. They took Mark Williams out of the lineup, who was their big 7-footer, and they went small. They went Hurt in Brakefield, Hurt at the 5, and they switched. They just switched. You know, they dared some guys to take shots, and you know, you got to look at the rim. You got to take some shots, and you got to touch the paint. You got to be aggressive. And when you touch the paint, you know, you got to go in there, and if your shot doesn't present itself, you know, play off 2 feet, find a cutter, find somebody moving, and then that guy make a play. So stuff we work on, it was just frustrating.
So there's a couple of things. One, how do you take advantage of the switches? Because there were times when Goldwire was guarding Jay in the post or was guarding Sammy in the post. What's the strategy to get the ball down low to them, and why is it not working?
Well, you know, those guys have to they've got to position themselves where they can demand the ball, but then the guys with the ball have to be able to deliver to some passes, you know, against pressure, and give them credit. I mean, they defended, they fought in there, but what they were doing is they would fight the post up, and they flooded. They had guys behind them. They had weak side. I mean, it was, you know, the occasional times where they either broke down, made a mistake, didn't switch, had 2 men on the ball where Jay was able to roll, and we threw it over the top. You know, we got some of those easy pick and roll lobs, but if they stayed attached, they fought Jay, they pushed him off, you know, off of his sweet spot, and then they played behind him. So again, it comes down to, for me in that game, it came down to playing a little more sound, limit those home run or those you know, live ball turnovers that lead to pick, like we call it, those pick sixes, limit those. And then a couple of the defensive breakdowns, especially in transition, limit those. It's a 1-point game. I mean, that's the difference in the game. Those possessions, they come back to bite you.
Yeah, I didn't think you guys played exceptionally well and still only lost by 1 on the road with a chance to win it at the buzzer, right?
Yeah. Listen, I told you before we played them, they got talent. And those kids were, you know, they needed that game, and they came out and they took it to us. Hurt's been shooting the ball unbelievably well, and he's been very efficient. And where he shoots it from, I mean, you almost can't even contest. You just got to hope he misses or try to run him off the line. And so, you know, kudos to them. They did a good job. Always a tough place to play, regardless of fans or no fans. But frustrating nonetheless.
Yeah, I think there are probably 4 things that I'm looking at during the course of that game and said, wow, if they just did one of them better.
I was driving back on the bus, breaking down the film, and the more I watched, the more steam came out of my ears. Like I said, it was a possession here. You know, even in the first half, if you just limit some of those breakdowns, you know, that ultimately could have been the difference in the game.
Couple instances where it looked like about to get some separation. Right, get a steal, come down court, about to go up 5 or 6, miss a layup, they come down and get an easy bucket.
Or hit a 3, you know, hit a transition 3 or something, you know, something crazy. And but they, listen, they still had to hit their shot. They did, you know, we couldn't get that stop. So, but I think we'll be all right. I think. Two good days, big game tomorrow, obviously. But state presents some of the same issue. You know, they'll switch. So we just got to know how to handle it and be ready.
We'll get to state in a couple of minutes. I want to finish up on Duke. What do we do? So Thomas didn't play out with contract chasing, as I understand it. Is that correct?
I guess so, yeah.
Okay. So he presents a difficult problem for the defense.
Well, he he has the ability to fly off some of those screens, catch square, shoot, a la Kyle Guy, Ty Jerome. You know, it's you know, we screen for him and he's coming in hunting and looking for shots. Yeah, you know, you miss a guy that helps space the floor, stretch the floor, that can throw in a jumper or two. So
There was one play in particular where Jordan Goldwire is standing in the paint, just ready to help. And his man, Reese, who he's guarding, was on the other side of the three-point line. And he just knows Reese is not going to take that shot. How do you change that when Reese is going to play? Like, Reese, you got to shoot the ball.
Man, I think you just empower him to play free. Like, you're not going to – don't worry about missing. Don't worry about, you know, take it. You're going to stay out there. You're starting. You know, don't worry about that. You know, I think he's got to have a free mind to be aggressive. I hope we'll see a different Reese. You know, it's all part of being young and first time through these ACC battles. And I think, you know, he's just got to have the confidence to take it. I mean, Georgia Tech did the same thing to us, you know, but he stepped up, took a shot, made it. Kihei took several shots, made them. You know, they were daring them. I think you got to, okay, you dare me, I'll let it go. And I think he's got to play with that freedom. I just think he's got to play. And that's a hard, you know, I get it. You know, sometimes you want to be perfect and you think you got to make everyone, but you got to have a DB's mentality. I get toasted for a touchdown, I got to get right back on that island. Well, guess what? If I miss this jumper, I'm going to take the next one. You just got to have that mentality.
Yep, absolutely. Let's talk about Casey for a second. I love his energy. Play with great energy as he typically does when he comes on the court.
Well, and I thought for him, he let it come a little bit. Like he got to his mid-range sweet spots on some of those pull-ups. You know, that's his game. You know, can he get to that pull-up, that 15, 17 footer? I mean, he shoots those with confidence. And you know, I think if he can continue to just play with that level of freedom, because I think sometimes he's thinking a little too much as well. You know, he's just got to let it snap, as we like to say.
Yeah, tough. He went. I think he had like two shots that were in and out.
Oh, that last one he took right in front of our bench. Hurts off him. And it was the right shot. It was a pull up. He had just made two just like that. One almost identical spot where he took that other one, and it did. It rattled right in and out. I thought it was down. That would have been a big bucket.
Yep. And I think he missed a layup earlier that was in and then popped out.
Yeah, I think that jumper maybe would have kept the lead at five or at least pushed it back up to three. With us having the opportunity to get some stops, but. You know, again, like I said, I know people and we always got those Monday morning quarterbacks, but, you know, they want to talk about the end of the game. I thought, again, the game could have been different had we played with a little more urgency in the first half, defensively especially.
But the game did come down to the wire, right? And two things. One, Casey's shot was a tough one. The step back three in the corner. I think that's what it was.
Yeah, but those, like, you know, we talk about those as a staff. Like, those are tough shots. He gets the ball again late in the clock. Right. We throw it to him with 3 seconds on the clock. What's he supposed to do? Like, you know, like, that's a tough spot to be in. He had to do that. I mean, if not, we're up against it again, and that's a shot clock violation. So, yeah, it's a tough shot. Unfortunately, he had to take that tough one, but again, that's got to be better awareness.
Right. And you talk about awareness and the game down at the end of the game, 10 seconds left, 12 seconds left, get a shot, get an offensive rebound. Did you guys consider calling a timeout?
you know, I think we, if he made both free throws, there was going to be a timeout to just get us set. It would have been a 3-point game. You know, we got some stuff we like to do. But when he missed that front end, it's a 1-point game. You know, we told him, play, push it. Broken play. You know, you try to attack, get to the paint, get to the rim. If you get a layup, great. If not, you know, we're in the bonus. they're gonna be on their heels a little bit. And if not, find Sam or Jay. And you know, that's stuff we talk about. I mean, and you know, it was unfortunate. I think he lost the handle on the dribble as he was bringing it up. But then, you know, he was fighting the clock at that point.
When you look back at the film, if you had to do it over again, would you have called timeout, or you still would have said play?
I don't know. I probably personally would have played it. Like, just let's go, you know. But you know, you can second guess all you want. I mean, again, I know it came down to that, but play better the 39 before the last minute.
Right. As a staff, when you guys review the tape and the video, what did you guys point to yourselves and say, hey, we should have done this differently? Or were there a couple of things that you guys could have done differently?
You always do that. Like, especially in losses, you try to reassess and what could we have done? You know, do we do certain things versus the switching? Yeah, absolutely. But as we watched it, it's the transition buckets. I mean, you know, we're supposed to be back on the shot and we're letting dudes beat us down the floor for dunks. If memory serves correct, there were three of those in the game. You know, where shot goes up, we're not back, boom, they get a dunk or a layup. So those are unacceptable. Those are things that, you know, we can't have those breakdowns. Being stronger with the ball, we're getting the ball knocked out and steals and or whatever that lead to layups, and transition defense, not getting matched. Right? If you know, there's a big possession, they miss it, but we don't even get matched. Dude gets an open three. You know, we watch that type of stuff on film. Like those defensive lapses are the stuff that frustrates me in particular, because I know we work on that. We work on those.
And I ask you that question not to be critical, and not for you guys to tell me, well, to ask you what strategy you use, because you could face them again in the ACC tournament.
Oh yeah.
What would you do differently, offensively and defensively? If you could give me two examples on each, what would you do differently if you played them in the ACC tournament?
Well, every time. Defensively, we gotta, just like I said, we gotta be better in transition.
Right.
And we gotta be better with the ball. We can't give away live ball turnovers. But then offensively, I just think if they're gonna switch, because they're switching your everything. They're switching ball screens, they're switching off ball screens. Guys are gonna have to make plays utilizing the bounce. But you gotta play assertive, but with some soundness. And then we gotta throw it inside a little bit. We gotta throw it to Jay and Sam in there. They're gonna put guards on them.
My last question about Duke, and I say this my last questions often, and then I remember one more or two more questions, but I think this is going to be my last one. Trey Murphy took two shots. How does he get more involved in the offense?
Yeah, I think in the two shots, where one was a transition dunk and then the other was a back cut from an overplay in the half court. Those teams are like, I'm going to take away his catch and shoot. We're going to stay locked on. They got other folks, you know, they want other folks to beat him. Well, we're going to have to step up. We're going to step up to that challenge. But we, you know, there's some things we can do to get him some looks. Maybe post him. If they want to switch, he is 6'9", you know, switch on to him. We throw it inside, you know, You got to take advantage of some of that stuff.
There was one play where he had the ball on the perimeter in the second half, and he looked like he was about to attack, and someone got in his way, and he had a mismatch, and someone came to the ball. And I was like, finally, he's going to get more involved. I don't know if you remember the play I'm talking about.
No, not really, but
it was in the flow of the game. It was second half.
Right.
It could have been an opportunity for him to get going. I just thought that he's been playing so well. He needs to be in part of the offense, especially if you guys are going to go make a deep run.
Yeah, well, we need them all to be a part.
Right. No question.
Especially the way he's shooting that ball.
Yeah, absolutely. And the big three, two of the big three had really good games. Right, they shot really well. So, all right, I appreciate you being patient and candid on that one, because I know it's a tough loss and a tough situation. But
I've learned over the years, Mark, I've gotten better at handling these. Before I it'd be days where I wouldn't talk to anybody. So I'm a lot better now. It's Tuesday and I'm talking again.
Well, we appreciate you coming on the Jay Willie Show and talking about it. Right. So you know what time it is now. You know what I'm going to give everybody just his introduction. I don't think we need to do anything else. If I do, it's the Dougie Fresh segment.
Hey, I don't think we're going to need the bell today. I think we're good.
I hope so. You know, he's working on it. I forgot to congratulate him a couple of weeks ago when he did not curse. And
there has not been a segment where he has not cursed.
I think 2 weeks ago he did. I don't think he did 2 weeks ago.
I don't think he rang the bell. I think he cursed.
And you know, when we're on the the best part, even better than the cursing. Well, I won't say better than the cursing, because we have a mutual friend who texted us and said, "Doug, I think Danny Alter didn't say. I think he said you didn't curse, Dougie, right?"
Yeah, but he loves it.
He thinks it's a little bit more entertaining when you do. But right. So that's not to encourage you to do it tonight.
No, some people are good at it, some people are bad. It's not, mine aren't malicious.
But you know what's even better? Again, not better than the curse. You know what's more entertaining? Is every show, pregame show, halftime show, postgame show, Dougie's kids are running in the back, jumping on the bed. It is the cutest, funniest thing. It's a family affair in the Smith household when Dougie's on the Zoom.
Do they watch the games? You let them watch the game?
Jay, you won't like this. My little guy, Tyzinho, or Ty 2, we call him because of Ty. I was like, Ty, who you want in the game? He's like, Duke. But he's being.
Well, he's being anti-dad.
Exactly. He's like Duke. He didn't like Duke. Trust me. But he's being anti-dad. My little girl Camila, she'll be the best cheerleader ever at UVA. So
there you go.
Team. Love Justin Bieber, the whole thing. So man, y'all, you know what? Next time I can't be in the waiting room watching because I have so many things to say about the games or whatever, which I don't want to. I have like 75 directions.
So, you went from 3 questions to now 10?
25.
No, he promised on the text chain earlier. He promised he was only going to ask one.
Well, I have.
No, but that's what happens when he listens. More stuff pops in his head.
No, I watched the game, man. Jay, I'm not critical, but I love it, man. The whole thing. But how many times have you won twice at Duke? At Duke, right?
In my 4 years, yeah.
We won. And you guys, we won. Have we talked about this already or no? Because you guys brought
We won your senior year.
Yep.
My second year, and then we won my fourth year.
And I remember my last year, all of us had a great game. That for me was your breakout party. You know, starting ahead of me, I was mad. I get it. All good. You know, Jay had 11, Cornell had 13, I had 14 in the last 12 minutes. That's not a big deal. Corey, June. But and Marky, we win at Duke and we're running off the court. And this knucklehead in the tunnel is like, yo, what happened to Pittsburgh? Who won the game? They're in the AFC Championship, whatever it is, the AFC, YFC. I'm like, Jay, man, come on, dude. This is important. All right, my question. I'm being reflective a little bit. So my shirt.
Is that Bob?
That's Bob.
Yeah.
You know I'm a big Bob guy. The music, not the other.
I was thinking the same thing, Dougie.
Nope.
Hey, the music is unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Genius.
Yeah.
And genius. I can give you old stuff. I know all Bob. So we did a podcast, Marky, me, Have, Phony Bennett, and TW. We did a draft. The people you would most like to have dinner with, dead or alive. And we all got five. It's like the Chappelle show, remember? When the Chinese drafted the Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah.
So give me, doesn't have to be Black History Month or whatever, but like you're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That, you know what I mean?
People that I'd most like to have dinner with.
Dead or alive.
Wow.
Or a conversation, like historical figures.
So.
I thought the premise was that they were supposed to be somewhat related to athletes, not just anybody.
Well, not necessarily, because we are by definition, right? Athletic, but my first draft pick was Bob. If you remember,
soccer. He's a big soccer guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Jay's always going to be athletic. He's probably going to say Willie Stargell or some shit.
No. So. Honestly, I'm going to go with the best ever to play the game in MJ.
Yeah.
I love to just hear him talk of, like, the confidence and the self-belief. Like he's the best. He's to this day thinks he's the best to ever do it, ever done it, ever to lace him up. I love to hear him talk about that.
You ever met him? I've never met him.
Never met him. Okay, I'd love to have dinner with him.
Oh, perfect.
Ali.
I said Ali. Wow.
Yeah.
I'd go King, Martin Luther King, Ali, MJ. Then I go, wow. That's tough. I don't know. That's probably my top.
Yeah.
Those three. I don't know if I put two more in there, but those three for sure.
That's perfect. I'm gonna tell you something. I had a dinner one time randomly with homeboys with Daryl Strawberry.
Really?
And that wouldn't have been my, like, you know, the whole thing, but man, it was awesome. They sat me next to him. You remember his son played at, no, his nephew played at Arizona, I think, against you.
His son.
Right.
He's on Strawberry. Yeah.
Played at Maryland. Yeah. Yeah.
And he was at Arizona. Remember the kid?
No, Strawberry played at Maryland.
Okay.
DJ Strawberry played him, unless he transferred in.
His nephew was at Arizona, and I'm talking to Daryl, and we're talking about basketball, the whole thing. And then it became like ego stuff. He's like, man, I could take you. No, my left hand swing. But it was very cool.
And you know, I take it back. I got one more. I want to sit down with Bradshaw. He's hilarious. I just would like to have a beer with Bradshaw.
Oh, Jay, we can arrange that. Have a check.
And just talk about the Steeler mystique.
Right, right.
And you could add Smokey and the Bandit movies. Dougie, you should put that question on the forum.
For everybody?
Yeah, Locker Room Access Forum, and see what people say. That would be kind of cool.
I know, it's a genius question. So,
that's a good question.
It is, yeah.
Like, some people would have said, like, Jobs and Bezos and, you know, people like that have been, you know, but yeah.
Marky, we got to share. We got to love TW. You got to get it back and tell him Haves, Marky's, mine, and yours, and Phony Bennett. I would love
to hear Ali though. Like of his quotes and in his mind, like he was, you know, I know Parkinson's, you know, in the latest state, but he was sharp, man.
Oh man, just so quick with it,
and,
right?
And like, you talk about like on the now. Revisionist history, being on the right side of a lot of those issues, you know, at the time he was a villain.
Yeah, ahead of it.
He had an insight, man. He was sharp.
It goes back to coming to America. His mom called him Cassius. I'm gonna call him Cassius.
Martin the King too. Jay Wills was considered a villain by a lot of people too.
Right? Yeah. And what's amazing is at the ages they were, like they were young men.
Yeah.
Like they weren't in their 40s and 50s doing it. They were, Ali was 20, in his 20s, making these types of decisions. You know, King died at what, 30, 35, 30? How old was he when he got assassinated?
And by the way, like Ali, to your point, he didn't have like social media to say, you're right. He was like, no, this is the way I came up. Louisville, Kentucky, you know. It's a forward thinker, you know?
Yeah, no doubt.
Pretty interesting. So my last question, Mark, can I do it or no? I got to go.
Absolutely, Dougie.
We got plenty
Jay,
of time.
Jay, I'm a fan now. I used to be like, you know, we play together. And interim, I go to the games. We win, we lose. I didn't care, but like I'm hardcore. And I watch the players, and I don't care as much about the outcome, but I like the personalities. And I love Reese. And he's a freshman, right? He's a first year.
Yeah.
He had early success. Maybe not played too many minutes early. He was needed to. Ready? Yes, he was. I'm curious about his personality. I don't care about the games. I do a little bit, not being a threat, but is he a quiet guy? Is he a funny dude? Is he boisterous? Is he trying to fit in?
He's very, very quiet. He's almost one of those kids that's like he's watching and observing everything and processing everything.
Right.
And before he speaks, I got to take it all in. I got to see where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
He's assessing like what angle is this guy coming from? And, you know, what's he all about? Like he's very,
we might have lost Jay Willie for a moment.
Yeah. Come back, Jay.
And everybody should know that Reese is your guy, Dougie.
Oh, I love the kid. But I think I love the kid. And I don't care about the basketball as much, but
what happened?
We lost you, Jay.
You're all over the place.
Hey, so I'm sorry. So this computer, man, I swear. So I was saying, I don't know if calculating is the right thing, but he's just very quiet and somewhat of an introvert.
Right.
Jay Wills, you should know that Dougie is a huge, huge Reese supporter.
He should be.
I also like his personality. So my oldest son, Luke, he's like that. He's like, he looks at people, he's like, why'd he say that? Like he'd meet Jay Willie, you know, my brother, the coach of Virginia. He'd be like, Dad, why'd he do that? I'm saying I see that in him. He's not a big rah-rah, like he's like, yo, good shot, good play, good, you know.
No, that's him.
Right.
That's him.
Yeah. That's interesting, man. I think the fans like to hear that.
Yeah, is he quiet on the court as well?
Yeah, he is. And quite honestly, that's something that we told him, you know, as a lead guard, you gotta come out of that a little bit. You gotta be a little more vocal. He's working on that. But part of it is it's his first year. I mean, Kihei was that way with the crew that he played with his first year. London was the same way. Those guys come out of that. Just the more you get acclimated to the program, and you got to understand what's going on.
Somehow you skip somebody between Kihei and London.
Well, Ty always talked. There was no need to tell him to be more vocal. He talked. We had to quiet him sometimes.
I heard. How about Dougie? How was he?
Doug could be vocal at times, but he kind of just, you know, he did his thing. He came in. But you know, you gotta understand, Crotty and then Corey.
Oh yeah, I got and you.
It was just different. He didn't have to be vocal.
No, I got vocal a couple of times. I'll tell you one thing. My last year, we played Wake at home, and they had Randolph, all these dudes. You guys all knew them, right?
Rodney.
My last year. Yeah, you know them.
Yeah, you guys, Rodney Rogers, Dolph,
yes.
Jelani. They had Jelani. All of them. Banks. And
so, Markey, we're taking jumpers, messing around, and these dudes are all being like friends with them. And Corey, I think Corey and like Randolph are like hugging.
Well, they played high school ball together.
I get it. That's fine. But the game starts, and Wake is taking advantage of that situation. And by the way, not for nothing, I had 6-3. I made 6 threes in that game, my high ever. We lost. At halftime, I'm like, yo, we're not friends. Like, these guys are doing it to be – because when the game starts, Dave Odom is like, kill these guys. So, you know. Those things, those little things, a few times I got vocal with that, you know?
Was that the game? That wasn't the game where we were in the 2-3 zone and Rodney Rogers comes, like, running from the top of the key, tip dunking the ball.
I don't remember that, so I don't think.
JJ got so mad, we wouldn't block him out, like. It was a 2-3 zone, right. And they were and he was getting like a running start. And I mean, when I tell you, he missed two of them, but had he made them, they would have been like highlight reel dunks. He missed them because he's trying to dunk
them.
Yeah,
so, yeah, probably right.
And he hit it off the back of them. He was trying to dunk it so hard, and JJ called a timeout and laid into the because it was Corey. I don't know if it was you, Fresh, but it was whoever was at the top of the zone. I never played the top.
Right.
I was like, somebody got to box him out.
Yeah, not me. I'm going to tell you, one time we were at a free throw, and I'm in the second spot, and Rodney's down beside me. I go down, you know how you pull your shorts, at your shorts, you're tired? I look down, and I see a leg the size of my trunk.
Yeah, yeah.
And I look up, I'm like, God,
hey, that dude's a heck of a player, man. Heck of a player.
Yeah,
all those guys back there.
What a frame he had too. All right, Dougie, thanks for coming on, showing your Southern Nashville roots with the dip.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. I don't know where Hav gets it from, being from the Northeast.
He got it from him.
Big Red.
Him and Fresh and Big Red. Big Poom.
All right, and also Dougie, I hope we get to see Ty and Camila on tomorrow.
Yeah, I shut them down tonight. They got. Knockout pills. Good night.
Robitussin is
we do. No, we're good here. They're tired.
All right. Dougie, I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, y'all. All right, Jay.
Thanks, right, Dougie.
Fresh. Appreciate Later. It, boy. Late.
Only two tonight. You said he wasn't going to use one.
That was good, though. That was a good question.
Yeah, no, great question. Only two Beldings for Dougie.
Yeah, but I told you he was getting one. He can't do it.
He can't. I agree.
Yeah, it's impossible.
Every show. And it's come to the point where when we're on the pregame show and he says it and everybody's just like, you know, with their hands.
You just might as well just ding before he even talks.
That's going to be his introduction to any show he's on from now on. Just go give him a bell. Anyway, love Dougie. He's such a good dude. He's such a generous dude. He's such a nice guy and great heart. All right, let's talk NC State. Played them once.
Yep.
Had a pretty good game, not a great game.
No, it was a tough game, scrappy game. It was a good road win, but a scrappy team. again, they present some of those issues that Duke with the switching, and think they got the big boy back, if I'm not mistaken.
You talking about Funderburk?
Funderburk will be back. Hey.
Okay.
But he was just coming back, but I think he's rounded. He's back into being in the rotation. In fact, they're playing both him and the other big kid a lot together. So, you know, we got to keep him off the glass, and we got our hands full. And he got to deal with the pressure. They'll full court press. They'll make it tough on the guards.
And that's been a little bit of a concern this year with the turnovers.
No doubt.
Yeah. And then what do you do to slow down Helms, who had a great game against you?
Yeah. I mean, he'll play the three, he'll play the four. We just got to, you know, we got to work. We got to, one, get back in transition, and then, you know, you got to try to stay in front of him because he's aggressive. I mean, he is looking to score. He's going to put pressure on us. So, depending on who's guarding him, they got to be ready to move their feet tomorrow night.
Yep. I'm going to ask you this. I don't know if you're going to give me the answer. Do we see Wolter Tensai tomorrow?
I don't know, Mark.
Okay.
I honestly don't know.
Okay. I will say, if we don't see him, and even if we don't see Cody on the court, it's nice to see him back in a uniform.
Who's that, Cody?
Yeah, Cody.
Yeah, he's been practicing. He actually has been good. So both he and Caden being back have been good.
Yep. What was, I go back to where I remember a question after I said no more questions about Duke. I don't think Caden played. Or not much.
Yeah, no, that was a tough matchup. Like I said, had they left Mark Williams in, maybe he gets in that game. But, you know, they immediately, I mean, I don't know how many minutes Mark played total, but he didn't play much after starting both halves. They immediately went small ball, which, you know, presented a problem in itself for us.
Yeah. And Justin got a nice little bit of run.
He got some minutes, which was good to see him out there.
Yeah, he's aggressive.
He works hard. He is aggressive. I mean, he's gonna bring you toughness and energy. And it was nice for him to be able to get some minutes.
He also has that mentality where if he doesn't play a couple of games, he and Tomas, they maybe not get in a couple of games or maybe get a few minutes, and they get in the game and they're fine. It's like they haven't missed a beat. It's like they're part of the rotation.
Yeah, I think, I mean, they work at it. I mean, to their credit, they've got a mature approach. Whenever their number's called, they're ready. That's most of the guys. I mean, that's most of the guys. And you know, just got to be ready. You never know. You never know when coach will call your number.
All right. 6:30 tomorrow night?
6:30.
All right. Pre-game show, everybody, is 6 o'clock. Locker room access pre-game show. We are wishing you the best tomorrow.
Thank you.
Let me see if we can get YB back on. YB's on his own schedule. He shows up.
Why might be cooking dinner right now.
He may be. I love when he does his... He does the Jay. Look at him, right on cue. My man DJ YB. Once again, DJ YB tomorrow night, 7 to 9. You can check out the pregame show at 6, the UVA game at 6:30. Once 7 o'clock hits, turn down your volume and check out my man DJ YB hitting the beats.
Say that 3 times fast.
I couldn't even say it once. Jay Wills, thanks again. Always great to have you on. It's your show, so you're always going to be here. We appreciate you. Appreciate, again, you being so transparent.
No doubt. No doubt.
Good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, take us away, YB. YB, before you take us away, does Jay Willie have your address? I don't know if you heard me. All right.